I am mentally Socrates. I am mentally Socrates. Why would I like to be Socrates? Why would I like to have the mind of this great philosopher, this great teacher? Socrates did everything he could to share with everyone in his world how to think for themselves, how to think the valuable thoughts that make life worthwhile and make life exciting and delightful. And Socrates did everything in his power to do that, even to his detriment. But we're not concerned about that. We're concerned about what he did to teach everyone to think for themselves. In this world, we have many fantastic examples of people who think for themselves and who live lives of brilliance and magnificence and wonder. And these people are exciting people. These people are marvelous people. These people are people who are enjoying life to the ultimate. Yes, they are. They're people who say to themselves, I am mentally Socrates. We can read all the books we wish on Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, all of these great philosophers, all these great thinkers. We can read all the books we wish. But what happens when we read these books? What happens when we look into these books and think about how these things are being done? What happens to us? What happens as we listen to them and think about what makes the world go round? Well, basically we say, well, that was Socrates, and that was something he did in his day, and that was something he thought in his time, and it's something that is not consistent with our day-to-day. And oh my, how wonderfully consistent it is with our day-to-day. Socrates said to the young men who were studying with him, and their parents were all high mucky-mucks in the court and in the legislature, and they were saying that abortion was not acceptable. Abortion was not something that could be done. It was contrary totally to everything. And then Socrates said to them, okay, say some deranged, mentally incompetent individual rapes their sister and causes her to become pregnant. And the sister knows that this person who did this is not a sound person, is not a person who's going to bring forth a powerful, beautiful, wonderful baby. And the sister says to her brother, what can I do? And the brother says, well, I think that you should get an abortion. And the sister says, well, I can't. The law says I cannot do that. And the brother says, well, I would think that you could. Now, why do I think that you could? Why do I recommend that you could? Why do I think that under all circumstances? Well, good thought. Good thought. We are not at this moment discussing whether abortion is right or wrong. We're just saying, who has the right to make decisions for what goes on in their life, in their bodies? Who has the right to make decisions? And so the boys went home and told their parents and said, Socrates said that abortion was good. Socrates said that in some cases abortion can be acceptable. In the case, for instance, if it were my sister. And the parents didn't hear anything except that the young men had told them that Socrates was going against the principle, going against the rules, going against the way. And Socrates was primarily trying to tell the young men to think for themselves, to think and make up their own mind, and make up their own rules, and make up their own life, and be in charge of who they are. They instead went home and said, Socrates said. And so the teacher became a compus non dimit. And in that action, the teacher became a useless nothing. And in that action, they decided they would get rid of him. And in that action, the young men who had the finest teacher in the world teaching them how to think and how to be magnificent human beings and magnificent divine beings, lost that divine measure. But all who come after and who read the story of Socrates and who read the story of what he has done and how he has taught people to think and how he has himself thought and how there was no value of anything in his life except the value of his thought, the value of his word, the value of his choice of things that he placed dear in his heart. This is what he taught to us. He taught to us that the value of things we place dear in our heart are the really important things in our life. We should always look closely and deeply at whatever it is that we're thinking about, and not thinking whether we're thinking someone else's thoughts, but whether we are thinking our own thought and whether we are coming to our own conclusion as to what the value is in what we're doing. We are not doing that. Surely we are not doing that, unfortunately. We all know that it is our own individual thought that makes. No matter what thought we think, we can hear the telephone ring and we can think, I must answer that. And why? The telephone is there for our convenience. And, true, we want to receive the calls that are coming in. But we have the right to be able to concentrate and continue to think on what we believe. Now, I believe that every phone call that I answer is answered because I choose to answer it. Every phone call that I don't answer is not answered because I choose not to answer it. I live my life so beautifully, so fully, so completely, so wonderfully, based upon my own thought, that this is all that matters. This is all that matters to any of us. If we're going to say we are mentally and we are morally and we are in all manner of thinking a Socrates, a man who thinks for himself, a man who listens to his own heart, a man who makes judgments founded upon what is going on in his own consciousness. Is that what you're making your judgments upon, what's going on in your own consciousness? Are you listening to the world about you and saying all is in divine order? Are you listening to the world about you and saying that it is good and very good? Are you listening to the world about you and determining that with unconditional love, all is being done in its proper manner? And you say, but sometimes it's not. Only when you or I think it is not being done in a divine order way. Well, sometimes it's something that needs our definite attention. That's right, it needs our definite attention. And it needs the definite attention where we say, I am unconditionally loving to all circumstance, and I am untouched by anything that goes on in my world. I am aware, but I am untouched. I am not moved by the attitudes and the inharmony in other people's lives or my own. I am only moved by the truth in me that says, all is in divine order. This is what Socrates taught to his men. This is what Socrates taught to the students. He taught them, you have within you the wisdom of the universe. You have within you the divine order of all. Call it forth. Demonstrate it. Recognize it. Know it. Live it. Be it. And enjoy it. He was not always successful in getting across this message to others, but he was always successful in getting across the message to himself. And this is the great, wonderful, glorious idea each one of us choose to have in our world. We choose to get across the message to ourselves that all is going beautifully and all is in divine order. Yes, I am mentally a Socrates. I am mentally a being that listens and knows. I am mentally a being that knows that all is in divine order. And because I'm mentally a being that knows all is in divine order, because I mentally say to myself that I am unconditionally loving under all circumstances, starting with myself, then truly can I say, I am mentally Socrates. For this is what the great teacher, the great philosopher, the man of great wisdom taught to all of his students. But first he taught it to himself and he lived it under all circumstances. And you and I, we can do that too. But it must be our choice and our choice alone, because we know who we are. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.